Mikadashito anta ridayad dasitosim ajanilam yamapreshan vishnu duta baraya masu ojas. So, when the order carriers of Jamrad are trying to take away Ajami from this world to the other lower planetary system below this universe, there are many planetary systems, they are called Papa, Tal, Atal, Nital, Salatal, Rasatal, Papa. Same layers. So, below that layers, there is hellish planets. Just like up, there are heavenly planets. Similarly, down, there are hellish planets. So, Jamaraj, his kingdom, his jurisdiction, is within these hellish planets. So, one point is very important. People are sometimes amazed, where is this hole? Now, it is clearly said here, it is the earth from the core of the heart. Therefore, soul is existing within the heart. And the Paramatma is also existing. The yogis, they want to see, although they are Paramatma and Jivatma sitting side by side and is dictating, but on account of our foolishness, we cannot see him, neither hear him. Antadbhati, he is within and he is without. But unfortunate as we are, we cannot see him either within or without. How it is possible? Just like a family member, your father or brother is playing on the stage, but he cannot see. Somebody is pointing to hear your brother dancing. He cannot see. Nato nato sarvada. It's like a person dressed in dramatic performance. His relative cannot see him. Similarly, Krishna is everywhere. Andantara sangha, paramanu chayantara sangha. Simply, one has to make his eyes purify to see. Then he can see always Krishna within and without. Premanyana kṛta bhakti vilochane. This seeing is possible only in bhakti, not in jnana, karma. No, rather. Premanyana kṛta bhakti vilochane. Rather, method is prescribed. In Bhagavad Gita also, it is said, Bhaktya nama vijanati javan jaskyami tat. If you want to know Krishna as he is, then you have to know him through bhakti yoga, not any other. Others, they may go on speculating for many, many millions of years, still they will not be able to understand. Panthasu koti satavasta sampragamya vayurathati manasu munipangavana sapastya prapadasina avisinta sakti govindamadi purusam samad. For many millions of years, running in the speed of mind and ear, not this aeroplane speed. Aeroplane speed is at most 500-600 miles. But you just imagine the mind speed, 10,000 miles away, your mind can go immediately at a place where you have been. Mind is so speedy. Vayu, air is speedy, undoubtedly. But mind is still speedier. So even if you try to understand with the panthasu koti satavasta sampragamma, vayuratha, in the airplane, or vayu manasa, the airplane has got defined speed, and even if you go with the mind speed and time, panthasu koti satavasta, hundreds and millions of years, still is not able to understand what is Krishna, what is God. If you speculate But if you are a devotee, then you can see 24 hours Krishna. That is it. Andhasa koti shatavasa sampra. So, this Dashipati, this is also a significant word. The prostitute's husband. Prostitute means, then Sanskrit called Pungshchari. Pungshchari means they are moved by other men. Pungshchari. There are three kinds of women. Shailendri, Pungshchari, and this way there are divisions. So some women, they are very easily carried by men. So, that is not very good. Therefore, I am instructing our devotees that let our little girls be educated to become faithful and chaste. That is required. No education required. And the boys should be trained up to become first class. Samadama Pritikha. And literary Sanskrit and English, that will make them perfect. If the husband is first class and the wife is chaste and faithful, then the home is hidden. This is the formula. Dampato kalaho nasti tatra sri sayamarat. Murkha yatra na pujyanti dhanna yatra susanchitam. Dampato kalaho nasti tatra sri sayamarat. Everyone is trying to become fortunate. Now, Janaka Pandit gives three things, formula. If you want to be fortunate, then do these three things. What is that? Murkha Yatana Pujyanti. Do not give any credit to the rascal. That is first one. Don't be carried away by the rest. Murkha jatana pujyate. If you worship a rascal, then your life is poor. You must worship a really learned representative of God. That is why. And dharna jatra susanchita, food grains, they are properly stocked. Not that for your food stuff, getting your food gain, or earning your livelihood, you have to go 100 miles, 50 miles. No. At home, you produce your food gain and stuff. In India still, they work for 3 months during this rainy season, and they get their food grains for the whole year. You can save time, so nice. So these things are required for a happy home. There must be food grains. You cannot be happy without eating, there is nothing. Annad Bhavandi, Krishna also says, in the Bhagavad Gita, annad bhavantu bhutani. If you have got sufficient anna, eatable, food stuff, then you become happy. So three things. One thing, that at home no rascal should be received or given care. according to Vedic system, at home, a sannyasi is welcome. A brahmana is welcome. Because they will give good instruction, they are welcome. Just like when Gaurgumani came to Maharaj Nanda Maharaj's house, how nice reception he gave. That is the especially, of course, any guest is welcome, but especially a brahmana, a sannyasi, he is very well received. Still in Indian village, if a sannyasi goes, he has no problem for eating or staying residence. Everyone will request, Swamiji, today you take prasadam at my place. So there are many villages, villagers, so he can stay 3 days, 4 days, so there is no scarcity. Still, they will invite you, please come, take prasadam. So because, why this system? Because sannyasi means you give good instruction, spiritual knowledge. But that is his business. Paribrajaka Asas. Wandering all over the world and giving good instruction. Therefore, Paribrajaka. Paribrajaka means wandering and Asarja means teaching. Paribrajaka Asas. This is sometimes his business. So, they must be well received. At the present moment, if a sannyasi is trying to enter in some householder's house, and immediately the doorman, please get out, get out, get out. Because some of the sannyasis, they are taking this dress as a means of livelihood. But still, in the village, any sannyasi, he may be a cheater, still he is welcome. In the cities, of course, in India, they are now doubtful whether he is actually sannyasi or to fill up his belly he has taken his dress. So, this is the formula. The very learned man says, generally, the sannyasi and brahmanas, they should be worshipped, not the fool sannyasi. So, mukha jatta napujyante and dhanna jatta. Dhanna means paddy, rice, well stock. Perhaps here in your country also it is called bar, that you keep. So, you have got big stock. That is required. There may be scarcity at time, but if you keep stock, then there is no trouble. So this one, no foolish rascal should wash it. Food grains should be nicely stocked. And the third thing, most important, dambato kalohanasti. There is no disagreement between husband and wife. If these three things are there, that you haven't got to pray to the goddess of fortune, kindly be merciful, she will automatically come. Here is a very nice place. I shall stay. This Ajane, he was Dashiput. He was a husband of a prostitute. So he was not happy. He was attached. Another thing is, that is on Chanaka Pandit. He said, Dushtabhajya. Dushtabhajya means this prostitute. Dushta, who is polluted by another man. He is called Dushta. Srisu Dushtasu Varnasankara Vibhavati. that for human civilization must be very careful that the woman may not become polluted. Srisu Dushtasu, Dushta means she is not satisfied with husband. She wants new. That is called Dushta. So Chanakapani says, Dushta Bharja. If the wife is Dushta, Dushta Bharja, Sathana Mitram, and friend is Sathana, hypocrite. Talking very friendly, but he has got something designed. That is called Satangamitra. Satang means hypocrisy. So, if somebody is wife, he is dusta, and friend, he is hypocrite. Dusta Vajra Satangamitram, Vittasta Uttaradayaka, and Vitta servant does not obey. He argues with the master. Master says, why did you not do? Oh, he died. No. Vitta should be very silent. Then he is faithful servant. Sometimes master may be angry. But Vitta should be silent. Then master becomes kind. But if he replies on equal level, then it is very bad. Vistavaja Satana Mitram Vittasta Uttaradayata Sakatvita Grihivas. And you are living in an apartment where there is a snake. So if these four things are there, or one of them, not all the four, then Mithurevana Samsa, then you are doomed. Your life is spoiled. Vistabhagyatatamitam, Vittasya Uttaradayata, Sasatvita Grihivata, Mithurevana. So this man married a prostitute, Vistabhagya. And he learned how to cheat, how to become fraud. So many we have already discussed. That was his business. And he was very nicely. You are thinking, I am very nicely situated. In this way, he was a little attached to the youngest child. That was his fortune, that he was named Nara. That is Krishna's kindness. Krishna is so kind, so merciful to his devotee. That Uddhava says that Krishna is so kind that Putana came to poison she smeared poison on her breath. They made a policy that I should take the child very affectionately and push the nipple in his mouth, and as soon as the child will drink the poison, he'll die. Krishna is so kind that although her motive was to kill Krishna, Krishna took the bright side. What is that? Oh, I have sucked her breast because she is my mother. Krishna is saying. And therefore, after death, Putana got the same position as Mother Yashoda. So Krishna is so kind. Who can kill Krishna? So, for Krishna there is no black side or bright side. If Krishna can drink oceans of poison, so, that he did not take very seriously, that these witches have come to poison me. But she has agreed to give me milk from her breast, then she is my mom. This is Krishna's country. That Uddhava said, such a kind Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, that the enemy, the poison giver, was accepted as mother. So whom I shall worship except Krishna? This should be the conclusion. That Krishna is so kind, little service. So this Ajami, and in the beginning of his life, he was being sent out by his father, first class Brahmin, Vaishnava. But he fell a victim to the prostitute, and he forgot everything. But Krishna noted that he has done something for me. Sarvamapiyasya dharma satrayati mahato bhaya. Devotional service, he sincerely done little only. That is also just like the putana. We had no desire. We still, consciously, unconsciously, you see, give some service. Similarly, we should try our best to give some service to Krishna. If little service is sincerely given, Krishna takes note of it and his business is protected. Even though you fall down, that's why Ajami. So Ajami fell down very deeply from the standard of Brahman, Vaishnava. But Krishna saved him that this man has got that much attraction for the child. So let him have the name Nara. That dictation was given by Krishna. You better keep your son's name Narayan. So he was attached to the son, always chanting Narayana. Narayana, please stop. Narayana, please eat. Narayana, please sit down. At the time of death, he loudly chanted Narayana. He thought his son will save him from the hands of this Javadut. But immediately Krishna's attendants immediately came there, Vishnu Duta. And immediately they ordered, "You Javaduta, carriers of order, stop, you cannot do it." That is stated here. Jamo Prasan Vishnu Duta Bharayamasa. Do not touch him. Ujasa. Very strongly. And if you touch, then you will be punished. Don't do it. Ujasa means very strong. Just like master orders the servant. That's it. Similarly, Ujasa. This is the benefit of becoming Vaishnava and chanting. If we chant offenselessly, this man had no offense. He was misguided accidentally, but he did not commit any offense. He did not perform all sinful activities that I am now chanting Narayana. So it is being nullified. And so let me go on doing the sinful activities and chant Narayana. No, he did not do so. He did not know. What is the benefit of chanting Narayana's name? He did not know. So therefore, unconsciously, he was offenseless. Ramnath Mala Jasahi Papa Buddhi. If one thinks that I am chanting Hare Krishna mantra, and it is said by chanting Hare Krishna, everyone's sinful reaction of life becomes nullified. So let me do these two things. That is very great offense. Ramnath Mala Jasahi, you have heard our 10 offenses. This is the gravest offense. Rajaran did not do that. He was foolish. He became victimized unknowingly. So he was committing sinful and cheating others, becoming fraud, because he thought this is my livelihood. But he was affectionate to his son. He's always chanting. Not purposefully, that let me chant Narayan and commit all sinful activities. No, that is not. You should mark this. Therefore, the Vishnu Duta came. He is not offended. He is innocent, criminal. So, therefore, the Yamaduta came and immediately, very forcefully ordered, do not catch a jar. Now, the next discussion is very interesting. Thank you very much.
Krishnavritaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Krishnavritaya Krishnavritaya Bhutale.